I've been hearing so many unusual stories about that band. They're an all-girl American band from the West Coast, where they all sound and talk like movie stars. And they were getting ready to make a promotional video for the British release of that song a couple of months ago. Unfortunately, now think in terms of what the record is called, Man-Sized Love, got it? The six-piece band, one of which actually, the lead member, who was getting ready to make this video with all the others, had to go into hospital to have a baby. And on the very day that they were getting ready to make the video, the baby decided to say, let's have a look and see what 1987 has in store for a new bouncing baby. And away she went. I believe mother and child are doing excessively well. Unfortunately, we have here a strayed dog. He did come from Bracklin in Kilbeggan. Now, those of you living in Bracklin in Kilbeggan, listen carefully, because this could, in fact, sort of apply to you. It's a low-type sheepdog. We mean that in the best possible sense. It's got short legs. Now, it's got black with five white sort of feet, also a white ring round its neck, and it answers to the name of Scallywag, and it was lost or went missing last Wednesday. If you have any information about where the whereabouts of Scallywag is, the low sheepdog, 0506 41572. That's 41572. We've also had an inquiry to find out, does anyone know where anyone could get a copy of Fatal Hesitation by Chris de Burgh? This particular chap doesn't want to buy the LP, he wants the single, and he's wondering if anyone can help there. Maybe some of the local record shops could ring up and let us know. Fatal Hesitation, have you a spare copy? Do ring us up and let us know. And also, an inquiry here about, would you be able to concoct a fictitious radio program serialization on Radio West? It would be a good idea once a week. I'm thinking seriously about that, and to be quite honest, that has very, very good possibilities, all right? This is on re-release, by the way. Number 74 last week. New chart out tomorrow. We'll see how Chris de Burgh and the Lady in Red fares out second time round. They say second time is better. Can't get better than number one.
Never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance. Give out half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing. All the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind, lady in red is dancing with me. Cheek to cheek, there's nobody here. It's just you.
You and me is where I wanna be. Well, I
very specially for all the girls in Birr this morning. I can tell you now that those people who rang up last week from Birr were surprised by popping themselves into Pips and being awarded with a lovely red, lovely smelling, most romantic rose from Miles Nixon down there. Well done to you, Miles. I would imagine we'll get around to doing that sometime very, very shortly as well. It's 52 ways of saving money in 1987, and here is number 40. We've sort of neglected these over the past couple of days. So much on the program, you see. Anyway, number 40 says, conserve petrol by accelerating gently and smoothly through the gears and cruising at a regular 55 miles per hour on the motorways. That way, you will save money by not burning so much petrol. Makes a lot of sense.
Dine out this month at the County Arms in Dooley's Hotel Birr. You could win a super prize of a weekend for two in London with dinner and a West End show. This is a free draw if you dine out this month in the County Arms or Dooley's Hotel Birr.
Lakeland Productions proudly presents West Side Story at the County Hall Mullingar, County Westmeath. The show continues till March 1st, commencing at 8:30 p.m. Balcony seats, £5. Stalls, just £3.50. Booking office at Double D's, Castle Street, Mullingar. Telephone 044-42137. That's West Side Story, presented by Lakeland Productions at the County Hall Mullingar till March 1st.
Radio West. It's a fairy tale to me, but you're in tune. The shadow by the final frame of the moving scene that generates your every aim. You ain't no bird, and so for what it's worth, I'm gonna bring you straight back down, down, straight back down. Yeah.
that band with that three-prong name star, isn't it? Ben Perriott. It's something very, very French sounding in the middle as well. But before lunch, I think we won't attempt that. Not this morning, anyway. Curiosity, kill the cat. Down to earth. Some ideas for the program, some good ideas in actual fact. That idea about a radio, a fictitious radio station, we've actually described, we'll try something. We'll run a pilot program called The Exploits of Bugside. We'll call it Bugside Radio, I think, or Radio Bugside. And we'll have Mad Mike doing the breakfast program, and we'll have DV, who is affectionately known as Deep Voice, who keeps on coming out with all sorts of catchphrases, which are about 25 years old. And we could also have a cucumber-eating news lady as well. We call her Cucumber Sally. How about that? Yeah, we'll try and get these ideas and get voices to all of these characters and see if we can come up with a pilot program, 5 minutes duration, once a week. That would be a good idea. And there's another idea, actually. We'd like to thank, don't know who the caller was, but how about opening up the phone lines for about 15 minutes after 11 o'clock to give us your views on what is making the news this particular morning. You see, we've already dropped the sort of check on the national and international papers because it's covered relevantly enough with Tina Davis and the news on the hour. So instead of that, your comments on what's making the news. For instance, this morning, if you'd like to phone up, well, we won't do it this morning, but maybe sometime next week, but the news this morning is that Charles Haughey is contemplating leaving the Fine Gael man to remain in the Doyle chair. That's one of the ideas of getting more votes, and Tom Fitzpatrick wouldn't say yay or nay to that yesterday. However, we could also ask you about that father who is trying to fight so that his girlfriend doesn't have an abortion, so that the child's life could be saved. I'm sure that would sort of warrant a few calls. And also the news story that broke on morning radio this morning, and that is that there should be a separate Garda force armed to convoy these particular lorries that are going around carrying all this cash, as you probably realise in Tulla in County Dublin last week a Garda was shot at, and yesterday in Cavan another Garda was shot at. It's only a matter of time before something fatal happens with these shootings, so it's a good idea. Mind you, your ideas would be appreciated in this respect, and we could sort of open up that if we get enough response with a pilot showing of that sometime next week. But we must have your sort of ideas on the phone line direct. I think that's just about your lot, really. Up towards news, up towards the top of the hour, and this is Sonic Boom Boy. I.e. the coast and DJing staff and news people of Radio West. This is West World. No? Okay. morning to Bon Jovi fans. We'll have some of those on Chatterfree. To Cora and Maura O'Farrell. Coming up next, Pulse of Thought and the Golden Hour.
We'll help you make the most of your morning.
Good music and a friend.
Good morning.
Live from Mullingar, the nation's niftiest.
WEST.
At midday, Tina Davis.
The news headlines: the Tala Community Council is to lay on buses to bring Packard Electric strikers to a meeting today at Liberty Hall. Management at the Hanley plant in Rooski have accepted a Labour Court recommendation on the dispute there, and two unexploded incendiary devices were found in Dublin yesterday evening. Good afternoon, this is Tina Davis with the news at 12. The Tala Community Council is to lay on a fleet of special buses to bring Packard Electric strikers to this afternoon's meeting at Liberty Hall. A spokesman for the council said they understood that some of the workers might have transport difficulties, so a shuttle service would operate from the factory from lunchtime. He said the council was offering its services as a genuine response to what it saw as a crisis for Tala and its people. Labour Court talks on a survival package for the Packard Electric Company broke down early this morning. The company says it will now put its own proposals to the general meeting of the 1,100 strikers this afternoon. The IDA says this meeting is the last chance to save the plant closed by a strike for the past 6 weeks. Management at the Hanley Bacon plant in Rooski, County Roscommon, have accepted a Labour Court recommendation in the dispute there, which is threatening 230 jobs. Workers will decide whether to accept the proposals at a meeting on Thursday. The Labour Court has recommended that in cases of disagreement on work standards, findings of a third party should be binding, but it has endorsed company proposals for revised work practices. Two unexploded incendiary devices were found in business premises in Dublin city centre yesterday evening. The Gardaí made no announcement about them. They said this morning that in deference to the business interests concerned, the locations weren't being released. EEC Agriculture Ministers last night finalised plans for a 9.5% cut in milk production, which was agreed in principle in December. This means production is being cut down to the amount that can actually be sold. There's still no agreement on the conditions to be imposed for the buying of butter for storage. Ministers will return to that question next week. Now the weather forecast: it will be cloudy today with scattered outbreaks of rain, chiefly in the south and southwest. Cold and breezy with highest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees. And that's West National Radio 3 News and Weather. We'll have more news here at 1.
Many thanks, Tina Davis. It's 2.5 minutes past 12 midday as we pause for thought. This Tuesday afternoon, we join Bernard Jackson, who looks at unemployment, and a girl called Jennifer.
Jennifer is 24. She's well-educated, articulate, she's smartly dressed, and she has a pleasing personality. In a word, she's a woman who gives a very good first impression. But in spite of all these plus factors, Jennifer just can't get a job. After she left school, she worked for an insurance broker. But when she became pregnant, she stopped work to have a baby. Jennifer now has a son called Adrian, who's 2.5, and they live together in a council flat. They're a one-parent family. Out of weekly payments of £46, £20 goes on rent, and the rest on gas, electricity, food and clothes. When it comes to the little extras, the money has already run out. Jennifer's chances of getting work are very much reduced because she has a child. Prospective employers aren't keen. At the moment, Adrian's in a nursery, but if Jennifer doesn't get a job soon, Adrian may have to come out of that nursery, and then Jennifer won't be free to look for work. But as Jennifer says, it's the mere fact of being unemployed that's depressing her.
Well, the worst thing about being unemployed is being at home, having nothing to do and no one to talk to. It makes me very depressed. I just can't concentrate on anything because all I can think about is being out of work. And it does bother me. I can't be at peace with myself because I'm not satisfied. I'm really satisfied about having nothing to do. I cry a lot because of the isolation. If only I could find a job, I'd have some satisfaction at the end of the day and something to look forward to the following day.
There are, at the moment, almost 3 million people unemployed in this country. And according to the Association for One-Parent Families, there are at least 100,000 people in exactly Jennifer's predicament. They haven't the remotest chance of getting a job.
No one is an island, complete on his own. Each person's life must touch us too. So when you hear the bell toll, don't simply walk away. Remember that the bell rings out for you.
Jackson, pausing for thought. Tomorrow being Wednesday, we've got more of your world-famous hymns with the Nigel Brooks Singers, and that'll be just after 12 midday tomorrow, Wednesday, here on Radio West. Coming up next, the Golden Hour. We're going back to 1980, which now is 7 years past, and an Irish song from Glenn Curtin.
Getting married, having an anniversary, or perhaps running a function. If so, get it on video and treasure those precious moments for life. Contact Video Electric, Connaught Street in Athlone. Video Electric are specialists in all video recordings, weddings, functions, and sporting events. Telephone for further details, 0902-4440. That's Video Electric, Connaught Street in Athlone. Telephone 0902-4440 and call today. I want to ride my bicycle. Burr Hire Services, Burr in County Offaly. Telephone 0509-20290. We hire all machinery, sell bicycles and hardware. So whatever it is you're looking for, you need look no further than Burr Hire Services, Burr in County Offaly. Telephone 0509-20290. I want to ride my bicycle.
Dara Nelson.
Between now and 1, you're on the Radio West Golden Hour.
Playing the music of yesterday.
The sound of solid gold.
Hello.
Say, listen, your mommy, is she home? Please tell her there's somebody on the telephone.
You're the man who phoned before. She's in the bath. I called her from that door, but she can't come to the phone, I'm sure.
Ask her to please me. Tell her it's quite important. Just go and see.
Say, do you want something from my mama? Each time she hears you ring, she always says, shh, pretend I'm not in.
But tell me, are you enjoying school? Now I suppose you're learning the golden rule.
Oh yes, school is a little way away. Because Mammy works, a neighbor takes me there each day. Sometimes a friend's daddy jokes with me, cause I don't know daddy, you see.
Oh, tell her it's been long, 6 years of loneliness. That's how old you are, I guess.
Oh no, I'm five no more, but you must have known my mommy before. She never told me her name though. Hold on, don't go.
Tears on the telephone. I try pretending your voice is kissing mine as we make love. You'll go to Saint-Tropez, the same old grand hotel there. Do you swim each day?
Oh yes, I'm a good swimmer. I love the sand as well. But tell me, how do you know about the grand hotel? When did you stay at Saint-Tropez?
Oh, tell her I need you. I love the two of you. Yes, the two of you.
Love us two? I've never set eyes on you. Is there something wrong? You're talking differently. Oh, don't cry, don't cry.
Tears on the telephone. I try pretending her voice is kissing mine as we make love. My dream is ending, though not so long.
so. I didn't mean to cry tears on the telephone, but it's goodbye now, or I'll be on a flight leaving tonight. Oh, do try again now.
But she's leaving.
Please try to stop her. She's gone, then I'll say goodbye.
Goodbye, mister.
I love that bit. Bye-bye, son. Yeah, love that one. Len Carton, 1980. And that was originally by a French lad called Claude Francois. Right about 1977, 78. And towards the end of the 70s, that was a great big hit on the continent. And it took a while, actually, for it to be released over here. And I believe Len Carton had the sort of version that could have been a big hit in England if it was pushed in the right direction. But with so many of these good singers and terrific songs, it just doesn't get the correct push. However, let me tell you that Claude Francois actually came to a sort of sticky end. He was having a bath one Saturday and electrocuted himself. Electric radio just fell into the bath or something. Sticky end, that. That's the chap who actually wrote it. Len Carton and Debbie, the young girl's name, with Tears on the Telephone. And a very good afternoon. How we find you on today, Tuesday, February the 24th. We wish a very, very happy birthday to the former Roscommon footballer, Dermot Airlie. He's all of 39 years old today. And former Manchester United star and star of the, wasn't it, the World Cup, Dennis Lowe. He's all of 47 years old today. TV AM reporter, John Stapleton. Bit too early for me, lad. He's all of 41. And cricketer, Derek Randall, is 36 years old today. On the world of popular music, happy birthday to Paul Jones of Manfred Mann, and he's also developed his acting career as of late too. He's all of 45 years old today. We go back 9 years now with our second tune on the Golden Hour from Radio West for this Tuesday, and this was out originally by some band during the 60s. Anyway, this was one of the chewing gum bands of the mid 70s, Child, and this.
I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one
wasn't it, during the 50s. The Bachelors during the 60s, and a band called Child during the 70s with its only make-believe. The Golden Hour, those lunchtime favourites here on Radio West. We started off in 1980, we moved back to 1978, and now we're banging to the middle of the 50s with Eddie Cochran.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Was September 1958. Eddie Cochran and those summertime blues. Happy birthday today to George Handel. Yes, water music in our pause for thought, I think, deserves a mention there. And happy birthday also, recent guests on the Wogan Show and multiple sclerosis sufferer, but my goodness, he's got a mental attitude that would even put that to shame. He's after, getting through 15 years of that disease, and he's still as sprightly and as witty as ever. Stuart Henry, happy birthday to you.
Why not relax in the new coffee shop and patisserie, Main Street Bar? Everything from pizza to a pie. We've got a unique range of cake decorations and cakes made to order for all special occasions. The new coffee shop and patisserie, Main Street in Bar.
The Musical Instrument Gallery, the Downs in Mullingar, for the largest selection of guitars, acoustic and electric. We stock amplifiers, speakers and accessories, Casio keyboards and synthesizers. Trade-ins accepted. We have second-hand violins, cellos and double basses. We will repair, rebuild and service all your musical instruments. Why not come in and discuss your requirements with us now? The Musical Instrument Gallery, the Downs in Mullingar. Telephone 044-42909.
You'll be right at home with Shaw's special offer on Nilfisk vacuum cleaners during the month of February. At all Shaw's branches, you'll get a £15 Shaw's voucher when you purchase a Nilfisk. So now is the time to get a superb Nilfisk, the vacuum cleaner that enjoys a worldwide reputation for performance and reliability. Call into any branch of Shaw's now while this special offer lasts.
You're at home with Nilfisk. With Nilfisk, you're at home.
Especially at Shaw's, almost nationwide.
Radio West. Radio Caroline. Love and good music. Radio Caroline.
The official Radio Caroline story. A Radio West production.
Love and good music. Radio Caroline.
Getting to the end of our story of the Radio Caroline ship, in yesterday's episode, episode number 11, we heard how Radio Caroline had changed its name so many times it wasn't really sure which particular radio station it was, from Radio Geronimo to Radio Seagull, and then in 1974 changed its name again.
Radio Mi Amigo!
This station, which took its name from the ship, was run by another Belgian businessman.
Mi Amigo, good vibrations, where the action is.
Evening.
A few
3 days after the opening of Radio Mi Amigo, Radio Seagull returned to the air, broadcasting from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. And by the beginning of February, the station was back on full power of 50,000 watts. Whilst later that same month, Radio Seagull became known as Radio Caroline International once again.
Radio Caroline.
Music's right here in your ear, and the Archer's very near on Caroline at 259. Radio, that's really fine.
Give us a bang when you're ready.
Most of the signal sources equipment were new, like we had new microphones, new grams. They weren't particularly good ones because we were limited with our money, but we had new ones. The mixer, very well made mixer, but of course very old. Looked a bit tatty, but it worked okay. The inputs of those studios were fed down to limiters, universal audio limiters, weren't they?
Still the best you could buy, but unfortunately valves, and they used to... salt water didn't like them.
Well, they were drenched with salt water. It was amazing they worked. The printed circuits were really badly damaged. Foils lifted off here and there, and bits of bridge wire put in, and the wrong valves, because they were peculiar triodes that we couldn't get in Holland, and we had to stick in other ones that would get red hot, but it ran okay. Then there was the transmitters, of course, the 10 kilowatt, which was, well, really the mother of all transmitters on that ship, wasn't it, the 10K?
10 kilowatt was a proven transmitter that had worked throughout the USA.
Mm. You could do all kinds of things to it. In fact, we did do all kinds of things to it. It just kept on running. We once had it feeding into a sausage, and the sausage came unhooked and fell into the sea, and the transmitter just kept on charging away, broiling all these fishes all around the ship, but, you know, it kept on the air. Then we had the 50K, which was quite a sight to be seen. Had been very badly vandalized, I suppose that's the word, when it was in harbour. Meters and things had been taken out. And difficult things like delay switches had been taken out. Fellows had come along with maybe a hammer and a pair of wire clippers, clipped off 8 or 9 wires, none of which were numbered, all looking the same, ripped the thing out. You can imagine how long it took to put these back in and get them working properly.
Caroline 259, all the time in your mind. Keep in mind, 259, Caroline, music's fine.
It's been my baby quite here!
In July 1974, the Dutch government introduced legislation against offshore radio, similar to that which the British government had introduced in 1967. The law came into force on September the 1st, 1974.
Love and good music, Radio Caroline.
You just need no more.
On 259.
As well as Caroline, there were three other radio ships located off the Dutch coastline. And like their English counterparts 7 years before, they all decided to close down on the day before the law came into force.
Radio Atlante.
On the afternoon of August 29th, 1974, the MV Mi Amigo weighed anchor and, assisted by a Dutch tug, set sail for England. She continued to broadcast throughout her journey, but no mention of Caroline's move was made over the airwaves. On the following day, Caroline dropped anchor at a new position about 18 miles off the coast of Essex. The first Lady of Radio had come home. And it was at this time that Radio Caroline developed a new meaning for millions of listeners. The meaning of LA, loving awareness.
Loving awareness is free. Is free. Is free. Is free.
Loving awareness. Radio Caroline. Love and good music. Radio Caroline.
The official Radio Caroline story, a Radio West production.
Loving good music, Radio Caroline.
Loving awareness. Find out just exactly what the LA syndrome was on Radio Caroline in 1974-75 on episode 13. That'll be on Wednesday tomorrow, just after 12:15.
Hey, sweet little girl, tell me who's little girl are you, baby?
Friday night. You look so good, you're out of sight. But why do you stand there all on your own? If you ever look my way, girl, it would make my day. So come on and dance now, don't be alone.
To 1979 on Lunchtime Favourites, Golden Hour for today, February 24th, with Tony Stevens. Hey, little girl, who are you? Well, words to that effect. Happy birthday today to Barbara Lawrence. I know what you're saying. Who is Barbara Lawrence? Well, she was one of those fantastic actresses who starred in Margie and Oklahoma. She's all of 57 years old today. And happy birthday as well today to Michel Legrand, versatile French composer and composer of many of those really love song themes from 50s and 60s movies. Happy birthday to you. On the old record front, it's back 5 years now to 1982. And this, well, there was a chap I used to work with, called this man Father David. Well, it's understandable. His first initials are FR. Remember this?
Words don't come easy to me. How can I find a way to make you see I love you? Words don't come easy.
To me.
once a year, round about summertime, one continental record always finds its way into the British and Irish charts. I say British and Irish. Generally, if it gets into the British charts, it'll get into the Irish charts. We're copycats like that. However, reading that Stephanie, Princess of Monaco, in her sort of article in the paper there yesterday, she wants to know, why is it that people living here, referring to Britain and Ireland, why they only sort of like continental records once a year? Oh, but that we can't answer. Personally, I think they're very nice sounding. That one was the big one from 1982, Father David. Yes, indeed, Dermot. It was the F.R. David. Got me at it now. And words. It's 12:32 on Radio West on the Golden Hour. Tina Davis with a helpline. She's next.
Hey, Long John, look what I found!
Well, knock me parrot sideways. You've stumbled onto a treasure chest, young Hawkins.
Yeah, just look at all this stuff.
Oh, our brass and silverware, crystal china, clocks, occasional furniture, mirrors, lamps, a picture frame in service, and wedding gifts galore.
Yeah, but there's just one problem, Long John.
Oh, aye, matey, what's that?
The prices. They're so low, it's not worth stealing.
Here, I know, Hawkins. That's why you're to put in your mouth. We'll keep this treasure chest our little secret, O.R.
It's Athlone's little secret, the treasure chest. Phone 0902-75980.
Kelly Law Theorists, on the move once again. On Thursday, February 26th, our recording unit will visit Kennedy's Lounge, Pecorn, County Tipperary. And we invite along all musicians, both young and old, for a night of Irish music and song. Remember the place to be on Thursday, 26th. It's Kennedy's Lounge, Pecorn, County Tipperary, with Radio West and Kelly Law Theorists.
Have you heard the latest? From Markel Glass and Glazing Systems, Lynn Industrial Estate Mullingar, we have a special offer until the end of February on PVC and aluminium windows and doors, including the new PVC wood grain finish. Markel also supply and fit seamless gutters, fascia and soffit. Markel Glass and Glazing Systems also give a free estimate, prompt service and a 10-year guarantee. So before you buy, why not give us a try? Phone 044-41612 or 48280. Our Dublin office on 01742826. Markel Glass and Glazing Systems, the Lynn Industrial Estate, Mullingar.
Bernie's Fabrics, Main Street Burr. For the widest selection of fabrics, we can look after all your dressmaking needs. Remember, Bernie Fabrics, Main Street Burr, open 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Telephone 0509-20535. Bernie's Fabrics, Main Street, in Burr.
This is Radio West's free small ad service. The Radio West Helpline, heard twice daily at 12:30 and 4:30. For information, phone 044-41694.
First on today's helpline, for sale roller garage door slightly used, contact 044-41340. For sale, 24 8-week-old suck pigs, £15 each or nearest offer. Contact 044-72184. For sale, teak sideboard in perfect condition, contact 044-40443. For sale, fox terrier, good worker with foxes, also ferret, ready to work. Call to Michael Dowd, 16 Grange Heights, Mullingar. For sale, hat model, boy model, age 7 to 8 years, contact 044-22120. For sale, German Shepherd, 2.5-year-old, very aggressive, contact Pat Shields, Tubber Clare, Glasson. For sale, a Renault 5TL, 5-door, 1981, 45,000 miles. In very good condition, £2,700. Contact 0506-32383. Wanted by old lady for her workman, inexpensive motorbike in reasonable condition. Contact 044-48184. For sale, kitchen units complete with double drainer sink. Contact 044-42132 after 6 p.m. For sale, used bar seating and tables, contact 0506-21850. Wanted pet lambs, contact 044-55161. For sale, 1979 Ford Cortina gas unit fitted, good conditions, £775 or nearest offer. Contact 0506-53221. For sale, 1978 Vauxhall Chevette, hatchback, new tyres, exhaust, etc. in very good condition. Contact John at 044-41804. For sale, 1977 Fiat 127, clean car, £400. Contact 0509-351-37. For sale 1978 Fiat 128, £1,200. Call to Hugh Mullen, Mount Bowles, Tullamore, County Offaly. For sale 13 cubic foot deep freeze, 5 months old, £200 or nearest offer. Also 2 fireside chairs, £20. Contact 044-72267. For sale dual control for Ford Fiesta, £85. Call to Kieran Joyce, 98 Ardenview, Tullamore. Wanted household furniture and appliances, anything considered, contact John at 044-418-04. For sale 1979 Citroen GS plus 3, in need of some repairs, plenty of spares, £250 secures. Call to Michael Coleman, Hardwood, Kinnegad after 6:30 at weekends. For sale car stereo as new, still in box, £25. Call to 23 Woodlands, Mullingar. To give to a good home, collie dog, good watchdog, contact 044-75244. For sale 1978, Skoda in everyday use, in good condition, £175 or nearest offer. Contact 0502-28665. For sale a white miniature poodle puppy, 4 months old, IKC registered, contact 044-40583. Wanted white pet rabbit, contact 044-73238. Wanted a good home for an accidental litter of pups crossed between the St. Bernard and Labrador. Contact 044-42376 after 6:30. Good home wanted for collie bitch. Contact 0405-37170. For sale 1-year-old peacock. Phone 0506-54027. For sale 5-speed ladies rally in good condition. Contact 044-40930 after 6 p.m. Wanted block and head for a Fiat 411R tractor, must be in good condition or engine complete. Contact 0502-29561. For sale BMX bicycle, 20-inch wheels, 1 year old, £50. Contact 044-429-49. Finally, for sale new Brother knitting machine number 860 with punch card. Contact Carmel at 0405-312-05. If you have an item for the Radio West helpline, you can include it by writing to Helpline Radio West in Mullingar or telephone 044-41694 or 42103. Please phone office hours 9 to 5. No calls will be accepted at the weekend and allowed 2 to 3 days before the items are included in the helpline. And remember that all articles for the sale must be priced.
Whisper a little prayer for me, my baby. dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love. This is dedicated.
Back 21 years to 1966, the Mamas and Papas featuring Mama Cass Elliot, who came to a rather unique end. She was having a sort of supper in a hotel in 1974 in London, and she choked to death, and that was the end of her. Bad things happen in this world. Happy birthday today to let us see, Lord Mel, how do you pronounce that, Willie?
Melchek.
Yeah, I'm just getting it checked, you see, because we could get ourselves into an embarrassing situation if we mispronounce Melchett's name. He's former junior minister in Northern Ireland office. He's all of 39 years old today, and pop painter Richard Hamilton is all of 65 years young today. And it was round about this time, 24 years ago, that a bunch of Irish lads made famous the fact that they had originally started in Dublin and now were beginning to break the big pop scene in 1963 in Britain. We're talking about, do you remember The Bachelors?
Dara Nelson remembers.
Do you remember The Bachelors? Because Radio West does. Yes, Radio West remembers The Bachelors. The Bachelors were all born in Dublin during the early war years. The three youngsters soon gained a local reputation for themselves under the name of the Harmonicords, which appropriately enough told everyone that they specialized in playing harmonicas. Even in those days, the TV and radio bookings were flowing in, and the trio soon became well known throughout Ireland. Their fame even went further afield when the famous US TV personality Ed Sullivan extended an invitation asking them to appear on his highly rated coast-to-coast television American series. The Harmonicords arrived in Britain in early 1958 and began to play variety theatres throughout the country there. The old music hall venues now were beginning to disappear, but the three Irish youngsters drew in the crowds and earned very good ovations.
You brought me
in the early 60s that they decided to change their name to the